An extra 40,000 struggling businesses will be able to access the next round of the wage subsidy scheme following a drop in eligibility requirements. The current wage subsidy scheme runs out on Monday, having paid out nearly $11 billion to cover 1.6 million jobs. A new round of payments will be made available next week, with 230,000 businesses forecast to take up the offer. Nita Blake-Pearson has this update.
Businesses were going to have to show a 50% drop in revenue to access the wage subsidy, but that's now dropped to 40%. Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the original scheme may have excluded some businesses who really needed the cash.
It became clear to us that some of the businesses that we were wanting to target may not have been able to meet the original threshold for the extension. This is particularly businesses who weren't able to operate in levels 4 and 3 but are coming back on stream under level 2. We're talking here about retail, hospitality, tourism businesses.
Around 230,000 businesses are estimated to now be eligible for the scheme, with applications opening next Wednesday. Grant Robertson says that will cover around 910,000 workers.
It's going to cost about another $700 million if it's fully taken up, being a total of about $3.9 billion.
Canterbury Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Leanne Watson says the change in eligibility criteria is great news. After a couple of busy weekends when lockdown lifted, she says some businesses saw a bump which may not last.
So we've had this spike, which has been really positive for business, but that has created that extra revenue that we may find just sort of tends to even out over the next month or so, as opposed to remaining at that very high peak. So because of those that pent-up demand and that immediate response from people, that has pushed them, you know, under that 50% threshold. So they were concerned that while they might be under it at that particular time, in a month's time, they may very well be well and truly over it again.
Air New Zealand, which has received the biggest wage subsidy payout to date at a total of $78 million, will also be applying for the next round and hopes to get another $37 million. SkyCity has said it's too early to say whether it will go for more. Fletcher Construction has said it won't be applying. Neither will Coca-Cola or the Warehouse Group. Leanne Watson says it's smaller businesses who will be particularly pleased with the change in criteria because the wage subsidy buys them time.
I think what this will do is it will certainly give them some more time to make those decisions and to be able to work through what that impact might be for a longer period of time, because the more we open up our economy, the more certainty we've got, the more future view we've got of how things are actually going to shape up.
Abby Hutchins is the chief executive of the Marlborough Tour Company. She'll be applying for the wage subsidy extension, but for fewer staff than the first round.
It helps us pay salaries to some people that we might have otherwise had to let go. And those jobs, they're more in the nature of sort of full-time roles rather than fixed-term or casual contracts.
She says it's not a silver bullet, but it will help.
I think fundamentally the issues are bigger than what a wage subsidy can support, but it does give you a bit more flexibility to take a few more risks than you might otherwise have been able to.
The government today also announced an extension of more than a month to apply for the Small Business Cash Flow Loan Scheme. But Abby Hutchins says it will be the eventual opening of the borders which will provide her business the support it's really after. For Checkpoint, Nita Blake-Pearson.